And so tonight, what do you want to say? The title for our message or title for our thoughts is Hearkening to the Voice of God. Now, God has given us five senses, women six. Okay? So, women got that sixth sense. But anyway, we have five senses. So, let's name those senses. What's one? Hearing. All right? Hearing is one.
Taste.
Brother Jacob.
Smell.
Sight. What's the last one?
Touch.
All right, touch. And then that sixth sense, women's intuition, okay? But we won't talk about that tonight. All right? Really, we want to talk about one. And, you know, we'll all probably disagree on which of those five senses are most important. But, you know, I was going to ask Sister Perseus. Sister Perseus, you're without one of those senses. Which do you think, in your opinion, is the most important?
Hearing.
Hearing. I thought she would say that. Why do you say hearing?
That way I can know where people are and where I can find somebody.
Okay, so hearing is really, really, really important. I would say probably a close second is touch, right?
Yeah.
Being able to feel things. Especially when she's walking around with her cane. If she's not able to feel, you know, or feel things. But the point being is, hearing is very, very important. Hearing is very, very important. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, is hearkening or hearing the voice of God. All right? So, if we look at the definition, before I do that, though, in the Bible, God has put a lot of emphasis on hearing what he has to say. 233 times the word hearken is used. The word hearken is used. The Greek meaning of the word means under hearing. In other words, to listen attentively. I want you to think about this. To listen attentively. Understand and obey. So when we hearken to the voice of God, or when God says, hearken unto my words, he's saying, listen attentively, understand. So not only do we need to hear or listen attentively, but we need to be able to understand what God is trying to say. But not only that, it requires obedience. It requires obedience. Now, I want everybody to listen to me tonight. I want you to listen very, very closely. All right? Many times in these passages of Scripture or throughout the Word of God, God says, if you hearken to the voice of the Lord, all right? So if you hearken to the voice of the Lord, there will be an outcome, and the outcome generally is a good thing. For example, Exodus 15:26. It says here, and if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes. Brother Decker talked about that this morning, about keeping his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So what he's saying here is, if you hearken to my words and you obey them, then the outcome's going to be good. You're not going to be subject to these diseases that I put on the Egyptians. Well, why were these things put on the Egyptians? Because Pharaoh wouldn't hearken, right? He wouldn't listen to what God had to say. He wouldn't listen. Now, here's another example. And because one wouldn't hearken to the Lord, this would be one of the outcomes. And usually it's not a good thing. So he's speaking to the people of Judah. And this is in Jeremiah 11, verses 10 and 11. And it says here, They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. So we're doing one of two things. Either we're hearkening to the voice of God, or we're refusing to hear what God has to say. It's one or the other, young people. One or the other. But it goes on to say, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Verse 11, therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. What do you think about that? What a place to be in. Because they wouldn't hearken, because they wouldn't listen, because they would not obey what God had to say to them, when their time of trouble came, he says, I will not hearken unto them. I will not hear them. What a place to be in. What a horrible place to be in. And so, young people, tonight, in what ways? So I want to ask you, in what ways does God speak to us? In what ways does God speak to us? Just start, just raise your hand, and let's name them. Sister Jenny.
Impressions.
So, impressions, okay?
The Bible.
The Bible. So our thoughts, or the call. Okay, so when something bad happens in our lives, God uses that to speak to us.
His ministries.
So through the ministry, Sister Pleas.
Music.
So through music, Brother Jacob.
Through the message.
Through the message of God, Brother Trey.
Prayer.
Prayer. I listed. How about God uses the Holy Spirit, right? And those could be impressions. Or I thought about, how did God speak to Elijah out there in that cave? How did he speak to Elijah when he was out there hiding in that cave?
Through prayer.
Well, I'm looking for something specific.
Still small voice.
Through that still small voice. Now, if we're not listening, do we hear that still small voice? Do we hear those impressions? Do we hear those things? Even when we're sitting right in the midst of the preaching of God's word, are we really, really listening? Are we really paying attention to what God has to say? I want you to think about this. This is serious business, young people. Very serious business. Because I just gave you two examples. If you hearken to the voice of God, you pay attention and obey, all right? I'm not saying bad things aren't going to happen to you, but what I'm saying is when you hear the voice of God, you obey the voice of God, there is reward in that, right?
Right.
There is reward in that. However, if you don't pay attention to the voice of God, you don't hearken, you don't obey, what did he say here? I will not hearken. When you're going through trials, when you're going through tragedy, when you're going through things because you wouldn't obey the word of God, he says, I will not hearken unto you. I don't know how many people that I've talked to here lately says, I wish God would just talk to me one more time. I want you to think about that. What a place to be in. And how many times do we sit in a service and God speaks to us through the Word of God, through songs, whatever it might be, through teaching, through preaching? Whatever God uses as the means of relaying a message to us, but we don't pay attention. We don't hearken. Anytime that we come into a service, anytime that we come into a youth service, anytime that we're in that sanctuary, anytime we're in the classroom, God's got a message for us. Are we really paying attention? Are we really getting out of it what God's trying to tell us? And that message may be to all of us different. We may not receive the message the same way, but God, by His Holy Spirit, can tailor that message to exactly what we stand in need of. Again, there might be a song that speaks to you in a different way than it speaks to me. Same thing with the message. It may speak to me in a different way than it speaks to you, but are you really listening? Are you really giving heed to the voice of God? So in order to get the message that God has, again, it often comes through a messenger. Remember in our Revelation study, how was all of those seven letters, how did each of those letters start out? To the angel. Now, again, remember, angels represent messengers. Remember when we talked about the birth of Christ? How did God relay the message to the shepherds out there watching the flocks? Through an angel. So the angels are messengers, or the ministry. Okay? So through the ministry, God delivers a message. Now, most often, again, we have a teacher, a youth leader, one of our peers, a minister, an evangelist, our pastor, they get up and they bring a message. Well, what is that message? That message that God has given to them. And what are they doing? Is they're relaying that message. They're relaying that message. So the question I have for you tonight, one of many probably, but what good is a message if there's no one to hear it? What good is a message if there's no one to hear it? There is something, again, in every message and in every lesson that we hear that we can apply to our lives. There's something. Now, sometimes it may not be on the surface, but if we just do a little digging, we do a little bit of listening, and we take and we really work to apply that to our lives, there's something in every lesson and in every message. Now, even though that there may be similarities, and I was giving some thought to this afternoon, while there may be similarities between listening and hearing, there are some differences. There are some differences. Now, to hear, remember, that's part of those senses, right? Those five senses. To hear is to perceive sound. All right? Maybe I'm doing something, but I perceive that there's something going on over here. It might catch my attention, or it might not. But there's a perception that there's some sort of sound. Maybe during the night, something in the house just don't sound right, and I wake up. It's me perceiving that sound. Maybe something about the refrigerator doesn't sound right. My wife can verify. I'll wake up during the night, and I'll say, something just don't sound right. What's up with the refrigerator? All right? Or there's this little creak in the house that I just haven't heard before, and it wakes me up. I perceive that there is sound. Now, at that particular point, I may decide to get up and do something about it, and I may not. So, when somebody's talking to you, have they ever said, "Are you listening to me? Do you really hear me?" Men? Make sure you work on your listening skills. All right? My wife sometimes, she'll when I get home from work, she'll start talking to me, I'm not really saying anything. I'm just kind of chilling. She says, "Do you want me to shut up?" "No, honey, you just keep right on talking. I love the sound of your voice." All right. But why do they say that? Why do they say, "Are you listening to me? Do you really hear me?" You may say that you hear, but your body language tells them something differently, right? It tells them that maybe, yes, you perceive that there's sound going on. Just like if you ever seen the Peanuts, all right? You hear, "Wah, wah, 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 wah." And that's what I feel like as a teacher some days. So just wah, 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 wah. All right? That's what it sounds like to my students. Because they may be listening, but they ain't hearing. But what you are really saying, again, your body language, what you're doing, you might be listening, some might be talking. And that, if you're talking, remember, God gave you one mouth but two ears. What does that mean? You should be doing twice as much listening as you should be talking, right? But anyway, some people get the perception you're not hearing them. And so what you're really saying is, "Yeah, I hear you, but I'm not listening." And how many times, I want you to think about this, young people. How many times do we come into a service, do we come into young people's, and we're telling God, "Yeah, I hear you, but I'm not listening"? Dangerous place to be. Dangerous place to be. Because if we are hearing, but we're not really listening, again, that listening part requires action. We have to be attentive. We have to be active listeners, right? And if we're telling God that I hear you, but I'm not listening, that's a dangerous place to be. Why? Because what does he say? "Hearken unto my words." There's a song in the Evening Light Hymnal that says, "Hearken to the Spirit's voice." What does it say? "Calling still, calling still." While he's pleading, make thy choice. We have a choice in this matter. We can choose. We can choose to hearken to or not hearken to God's voice. But just remember, young people, there's consequences for not hearkening. There's consequences. Let's go on. So listening, we talked about there's a difference. There are some differences between listening and hearing. So again, listening. It says to pay attention. So maybe there was a sound. Maybe there was something that did catch my attention. But here's the difference. We pay attention to that sound. All right, so in other words, it might be that, "Oh, that don't sound good. I need to get up and I need to look into this." Or to hear something with thoughtful attention. So listening means hearing something, but not only that, but you're giving attention to. Not only that, it is thoughtful. In other words, we contemplate on those things. We think about those things. And when we are hearing the Word of God, or maybe when we're hearing a song, maybe instead of just hearing, how many people just turn on music just to have noise? I like music sometimes just to have noise. Not paying a bit of attention to what that music's saying. However, There's a message in every one of those songs. And so if I really put some thoughtful attention to it, it would be a whole different, what do you want to say, situation, or a whole different ballgame, you might say. Why? Because I'm giving thoughtful attention to. Now, it also says, to be alert, to catch an expected sound. So young people, we have to be alert. When we are in the service, how many times do we come into a service? It's like, oh, I'm so tired. Now I know, after a long day sometimes. Or how many times are we distracted by our thoughts? How many times are we distracted by our thoughts when we come into a service? But you know what? God's got a message. God's got a message. I need everybody to listen to me. God's got a message. And if we're not getting out of that message what God has for us, it's to our detriment. It's to our detriment. I don't know how many times at the beginning of the year we go over our school code of conduct. We go over class rules. We go over the dress code. We go over all these things. And wouldn't you know, after we go over all these things, somebody shows up and they do something that is against the dress code, or they do something against the code of conduct. They might have heard, but they didn't listen. And so, young people, there's consequences. There's consequences. And remember, when we're talking about the things of God, it has eternal consequences to it. It has eternal consequences to it. So when God speaks to us, you know, I thought about this. How many times, again, talking about we're perceiving something, and let's say that there's a conversation over here. Let's just say that Fred and Evan back there, they're having a conversation, but I just can't quite hear what's going on, but I strain to hear it. I'm going like, what in the world are they talking about? What in the world are they talking about? But what if we approach the things of God just like that? Let's say God's talking to us in a still, small voice. It doesn't make any difference to me. Is that the way we treat God, or do we go, I'm straining to hear what God has to say. I'm giving God my full attention. Do we approach the things of God just like that? Or like I said, oh, well, I can't hear, it doesn't matter. It does matter. It does matter. And sometimes when God speaks to us, again, it's like Sister Jenny said, He speaks to us through impressions. He speaks to us in that still, small voice. He speaks to us in some of these small things. It may not be through the preached word, but He speaks to us in such a way that we have to give our full attention to. Sometimes we have to strain sometimes and put some effort into it in order to hear what God has to say. That means crowding out all these distractions around us to hear what God has to say. And so are we hearkening, young people? Remember, what does the definition of hearkening mean? Again, the definition of hearken means to listen attentively, understand, and obey. So in order for us to receive a message, we have to be listening attentively, right? We have to be listening attentively. If not, what do we know what to obey to or not, right? But we have to be listening attentively. And we have to understand. How many times have we gotten ourselves into trouble? We've been given some directions, and we didn't go according to the directions. I'll give some students some directions, and it's like, were you listening to me at all? That's not what I said. Have you ever had your parents say that to you before?
Yes.
That's not what I told you to do. That's not what I said. Are you really listening to me? Sometimes I think that's what God says, right? Are you really listening to me, people? Because that's not what I said. So not only do we have to listen attentively, but we have to understand. In order for us to do that, we have to listen. We have to listen really, 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 really well. And not only that, once we understand, what we need to do? We need to obey. And so in Proverbs, we'll finish up with this thought here. Proverbs, when God speaks again, are we straining to hear what he has to say? Proverbs 7:24 says, "Hearken unto me, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth." And so are we attending to the words of God's mouth tonight? Now, sometimes God doesn't speak directly to us. Sometimes he does. But most often, he's going to speak to us through the ministry, through a teacher, through a preacher, whoever it might be. Are we listening attentively? Are we listening tenderly? He says, attend to the words of my mouth. And so, young people, it's really, really important. When we come into the house of God, when we come into young people's, yep, I love to have a good time. But you know, when your peers get up here, when your youth leader gets up here, when the pastor gets up here, it's time to listen. It's time to listen. It's time to give attention. Why? Because eternity, where you spend eternity, rides on the decisions that you make. And so, a lot of times, there's eternal decisions being made every single time we come into the presence of God. And we need to listen. Because many of these messages are warnings. And we need to pay attention. When there's warnings, there's danger, right? Generally, when there's a warning, there's danger present. And so, when there's danger present, we need to give our full attention. So tonight, are we hearkening to the voice of God? Brother Ben?
All right, very good thoughts from Brother Steve. And it's a challenge to us all. I need to pay attention more. And even just today, I was on my phone, and my mom asked me if I wanted something, and I was distracted. So the same thing happened to me today. So, but very good thoughts, and we definitely need to apply that to our lives. As Brother Steve said, that is eternal decisions are made, especially in church. So,